episode 10 of Audio Boo podcast something. Jackie, 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, and I had Barq's Red Cream Soda, I think it was yesterday, for the first time, and it's interesting. I don't think it's any different from regular cream soda, but I love novelty drinks. I love novelty food, so I gave it a shot. Actually, a friend went up to Ohio this weekend, and he bought like a 10-pack of it, and brought one into work, and was like, "Hey, you ever tried this?" And I said, "No," but I had heard of it. I'd never seen it on store shelves, and you know how in America and the world, really, different markets have different foods and drinks and stuff, which I think is stupid. I know you'll have a test market, like say they'll try out, I don't know, blueberry Pepsi in Montana, but and if it doesn't test well, then they won't send it out to the rest of the U.S. But you know what I don't get is why keep stuff regional? Why why only blueberry Pepsi in Montana if it sells well? You know, try it. If it sells well there, then try it somewhere else. It's like the whole thing with the McRib. It doesn't make any sense to bring it back and take it away. It just, I don't know. There's got to be something fiscal about it. I really don't understand it. But I really don't understand the whole market thing. Like in Japan, for instance, they have green tea flavored Pepsi, let's say. But they don't bring it over here. I understand that because, you know, our culture, our American culture thinks that that's kind of weird. And they don't think it'll sell over here. So I get that. Like, country to country, it makes sense. But, time zone to time zone doesn't make any sense to me. So this red cream soda, like, I haven't even had cream soda in over 15 years. And I hated it when I was a kid. I haven't even had a cream soda dum-dum since I was a kid. And I really do like cream soda, but I just never buy it. I don't see where you can get it. It's one of those things like at fast food restaurants. Some of them have Pepsi stuff. Some of them have Coke stuff. McDonald's, for instance, has Coke, and Burger King has, I guess, Pepsi. Do they? I don't know. Chick-fil-A has Cherry Coke, though, and no other place has that, and that's what kind of puts them on top as far as sodas go. But they also have those delicious, oh, so good, the milkshakes there. They're really fucking good, but they just destroy my bowels and my stomach because, one, I'm lactose intolerant, but it just destroys me, and all toilets that I come across just start crying. It's not good, but there's that, and like the McRib, I've had a few of them since it's come back 3 weeks ago, and actually I had a nice conversation with a guy in the drive-thru about the McRib and how he hated everything. He hated the McRib. He said how he hates it because the sauce gets all over everything. I'm like, that's the whole fucking point. The sauce is delicious. It should be all over everything. You should just fucking put it in your sodas and, you know, just put it in the needles and just inject it into my eyeballs. It's delicious. I don't understand why the McRib is like that. They take it away every, I don't know, 10 years. Even though I think it's a staple at in some places. It's like right outside of Pittsburgh, I hear it's a staple. So that's one thing Pittsburgh has going for it. But otherwise, fuck Pittsburgh. What a terrible, terrible place that I may or may not be visiting again sometime this month. Just bullshit. I have the choice. But terrible place. What'd they have? My favorite soda is Whiteout, the Mountain Dew Whiteout, which if you haven't tried before, I think it won the Dewmocracy, which is such a stupid thing, over the summer, where there are three Mountain Dew flavors and everybody got to vote. By everybody, I mean people with the internet in America. Got to vote on three different flavors, and two of them weren't even really any good. One was just like limey or Mountain Dew. Who cares? One was, I think, like a fruit punch. And then this one, the Whiteout one, is delicious. If you can find it, get it. It looks like cloudy water, but it's like citrus Mountain Dew. It's really good. And every time I see it, I buy just two cases of it. Also, Throwback Pepsi, delicious. Throwback Mountain Dew, also delicious. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Hit me up with anything that's also good novelty-wise, because I'm a fat guy.